We had our sometimes disagreements. Okay. Anyway, okay. So there, I want to break up the vad into two parts. One part is theoretical, just about, you know, understanding the concept of Purim. And then I want to talk about practical, you know, what we do practically. So, we've got sound effects here, but okay. Anyway, the Maisa Purim is a yontif, like any other yontif. A yontif in the, why is something a yontif? The idea of a yontif is always mean that there's a kedusha to that day. So there's a special kedusha to Purim, right? Most people know that people say, and it's a real part, that Purim is Yom Kippurim, is called Kippurim, which means that on some dimension, Purim is on a higher madrega than Yom Kippurim, because Yom Kippurim is compared a little bit like Purim. What pshat? It's because basically the way they explain it is there's two different ways of reaching a high level of Kabbalah Satara. We know in Purim, when they do a Kimu V'Kibla Yehudim. Kimu V'Kibla Yehudim means that Klal Yisrael made a new Kabbalah Satara on Purim. Chazal say that the original Kabbalah Satara at Har Sinai was flawed because it was only Kafaleim Har Kigizis. It was like force into it. And it was maybe, it was whatever. There was a flaw in that Kabbalah because it was they were somewhat forced. So the Chazal say that the final Kabbalah Satara that was done properly, Beratzin, Besimcha, was on Purim. That the Kimu V'Kiblu Ayudim Aleim, that's the Pasuk, the Gemara. So the real Kabbalah Satara was on Shavuos, and therefore Shavuos is a day, Purim is a day. And we know that every Yontif Pshat is the idea in Yontif is the days repeat itself, the Kedusha of the day repeats itself. So Purim is a day for Kabbalah Satara. So what the Mepharshim say is that there's two ways to reach Kabbalah Satara. There's one through Yira and one through Simcha. And that's what the Rambam says, that it's Avodah de Gedolah to serve Hashem with Simcha. But a Maisa, you can sometimes reach a higher Madrega of Ruchnias through Simcha than through Yira. So therefore, Yom Kippurim is Kippurim, because Purim, the Klal Yisrael, reaches tremendously high Madrega of Kabbalah Satara. On Yom Kippur, through the Yira, we can also reach a similar high Madrega. But a Maisa, Yom Purim is a very, very spiritual day. I told it last year, but I'm repeating myself, probably everything I say is repeating myself, that I heard from Rav Shia, who was a Litva, a Shagada, a Rosh Hashiva, that a Meiser from the Baal Shem Tov. So, okay, I was allowed to say I'm a Meiser from the Baal Shem Tov, but he said it, he was a very Litva Rosh Hashiva. He said that the Baal Shem Tov, there was some Tzara in Klal Yisrael, and the Baal Shem Tov sent his Talmidim to some village, said you have to go to this village and get a bracha from, he told the person's name, whatever it was, you know, not the last name, but you know, the Hebrew name. So you got to go to this person and get a bracha from that person. Only his bracha will save Klal Yisrael from the Tzara. They come to the town. They ask, where is the Tzaddik, Rav Yanko, whatever. Say, no such person, of course. Everything else, the way all these stories go. No such person. Then they can't be. They're looking all over the city. Finally, they find one person in the city that has that name, and that's the town drunk. Okay? You know? These guy's drunk all the time. They can't get the bracha. So they basically hide the liquor. Finally, the guy sobers up. They tell him the Baal Shem Tov sent them to him that they need a bracha. He gives the bracha. They give him back his liquor. Becomes drunk again. And, of course, the bracha works. And Klal Yisrael is safe. So they go back to the Baal Shem Tov and they ask, my hi. So he said that there are certain mitzvahs that are skudas. Besides, there's schar mitzvahs. But there are skudas. When you do certain mitzvahs, there's like kibbut of aim, you get arichas yamim. That's not really a schar. It's a natural effect. It's Hashem put into the laws of nature that if you do kibbut of aim, you get arichas yamim. So there are certain mitzvahs that have, it's almost automatic. Skuda, different mitzvahs. That's what they say. Every mitzvah says it has a skuda. So there's certain mitzvahs that have a skuda that your brachas are mekuyim. I don't know which mitzvahs are that. I'm sorry. So this person happened to be a bum, but he did that mitzvah, and he got the skuda that his brachas are mekuyim. And I don't know. Didn't tell me. Don't tell me the story. And they, oh, but now we had a problem. He's a bum, and he's going to take it. He has his power of giving brachas. He's going to realize he has the power to give brachas. He's going to open up a store, brachas for sale, and he'll give people brachas for any crazy thing. I want to be a multimillionaire. Fine. I want to rob the bank. Fine. You know, whatever it is. You know. So Hashem went ahead and made it. There should be a drunken. So he can never give brachas because he's always drunk. Okay. Okay, that's the story. The Nimshel. You know, I don't know if this really happens or the mushroom, but the Nimshel is Purim. Purim is a day that brachas are amazing because it says, Ko Paseach Yad Naisimo, right? It's in Gemara. That whoever asks, you're supposed to give. So you get a bracha, especially from a tzaddik on Purim. It's amazing. So what does Hashem do? He made a mitzvah people should be drunk. So people are busy getting drunk. This guy's drunk. The recipients are drunk, and they don't take advantage of the brachas. Okay. That's what he said. That's from the Hashem. But the mice, I think so, yes. Yes. That's my impression. Anyway.
So if you hold any judge. Mitzvah, so
Hashem's like, us. Yeah, yeah, he made it a little bit harder for you to get the bracha.
So
okay.
Why would Hashem do that?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just telling you what he said.
So
okay. We didn't say it wasn't. It wasn't schar. It was a skula.
But so I did the right thing.
Okay. Come on. Let me just tell you what he said. If you don't like it, go write a letter to the editor. So the Maisa, anyway, the Maisa, Purim is a gewaldige day. I told guys that...
Is Rebbe saying guys shouldn't get drunk?
I didn't get there yet. But I'm not saying that. I said I can't do that because then I'd be the grouch who stole Purim. And I don't want to do that. The Maisa, I did ask, for the record, I asked many Gedolim what Purim was like in Europe. And they all told me that the minig was that people did not get drunk.
Let's say the minute was that they should get drunk.
Okay, that'd be different. But
so
it just
now to get drunk, so we're good.
No. Anyway, because we don't care about the mishigayim who make a minig now. But I'm not saying you shouldn't get drunk. But that's not. And I don't want to get out of the change of topic. The ma'isa, what I'm trying to say is that Purim is a holy day, and therefore a person should take advantage of it. Besides. The drinking, right? Leaving that off for now. You should to do mitzvahs, right? Here, there's a sefer here, Binyan Olam, which is from the Rav Avrahami, where
Can
he just...
Can Chopper take it off the shelf?
He took it off the shelf, yes, because he felt it was a little too intense. But we're not reading the intense part. So he discusses the tremendous mitzvah of learning on Purim. He quotes a chidah that says that ubi'enai... And this is a chidah. Chidah is a pretty chasha person. Ube'enai adaver pashat. Pashat means pashat. Shem kol Yisrael b'yayom azef. All Klal Yisrael, in this day of Purim, if they would be knowing with simcha of Kedusha, and they would be learning Torah, ko'ek on kafishiro, in bischar zeh, ho'yonigoyim gulas oyram, v'yimcha zeichar molek. There's a Mashiach would come, if we would be learning on Purim and doing the Simcha properly, the Mashiach would come.
Every single person?
Why don't we have Seder there?
Good question. We should have Seder. Okay, we'll get there. But okay, one second.
Maybe not everybody's going to be doing it anyway.
Yeah, okay. But it just shows what the Inyan is. The Maisa, there are many spooky stories of many, many people that got tremendous brachas on Purim. Okay, the ma'isa. The ma'isa, I got a bracha from this type on Purim and for a shidduch, my sister, and it worked. She got a shidduch. It was pretty amazing. She met her chassan on Purim, same day. That's pretty amazing. So, you know, she was an older girl.
She was older. That year?
That year. Yeah, but exactly to say the story, so it shouldn't be. So she met the chassan on Purim before I got the bracha, but they just met. But he called, they didn't go out at all. They met at someone's house, and he called her after Purim, maybe we should go out. And they got married. So I always take credit for my sister, Shira, because she was a little bit of an older girl. And I went to the Cypher, we brought him Shalachmanis, and what happened was, you couldn't speak to the Cypher, you had to write down your thing on a piece of paper. He wrote it down on paper, we had a few papers, and then I didn't think he, said anything, so I gave it to him again, and he said, I think I took care of it already, and, so she got engaged, she got a house and met her cousin. That was pretty wild, and that was on Purim.
Did you ever get a brother?
I don't remember. But the Maisa,
I'm not getting out of breath.
The Maisa, there is a big Indian. There are many, many stories about Purim, the big Indian. But guys should try and make, I really think this very seriously. Purim, part of Purim should be a whole Kodesh Digger Day. I tell people that when I grew up, Purim was an amazing day. And it was not because of the party. My father had absolutely zero time for partying on Purim. He was a shul rabbi, a very big shul. It was not. It was busy every second on Purim. And after the Suda, we had to go to shul, make minyan and mincha and ma'ariv. That was like the hardest day of the year to get a minyan. Our Suda lasted maybe 20 minutes, literally, because we were in such a rush. But what he did all day was he had a list. He had a very big shul. He had a list of people who were needy people, who were either choylim, ba'alei tshuvas, people that had shalom bayis problems, someone whose husband or wife just died, whatever, people that were lonely. And he had a whole list of people. And we used to go, and I was a delivery boy, and we would go around delivering Shachmanis all Purim. And it was amazing. The people would start crying. I remember, I still was a little boy. I wasn't so little. There was one house we had to go. Usually these people never answered their door because no one ever knocked on their door. So, and then they would say, who's there? And I would say, it's Rabbi Luban. I mean, my father, not me. From Purim. It's Purim. And they start crying. Okay. Anyway, so I would go ahead. I was out of the house, and of course, didn't answer the front door. So I sneak around the back, and I'm trying the basement door. And this lady, I was a young kid, but I don't think I ever in my life saw such an old-looking lady. She was white and wrinkled, and so I must have stared at her. So she grabs her hair, and she starts crying. You think I'm old? I'm not so old. I'm stuck taking care of my poor husband who's an invalid. And she was crying away. I know. Anyway, the Maisa. But it was very emotional. So we used to. That was Purim. We used to go, but it was a big mitzvah. We used to. So it's you have to have something on Purim. It's you die to do something. You can't do that. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I used to take my kids. We used to go gedolim hopping on Purim. You can only do that. So we used to go. We had a list. I mentioned the Musa. We had a list of gedolim. It was very hard because it's tremendous traffic in Israel. But in the Maisa, we used to go to many. We used to bring shachmanis to many gedolim in Yerushalayim, and it was very nice. But the Maisa, so Purim should be. You should try and figure out a way to make Purim a spiritual day. For sure, guys should have a Seder of learning. We have tried in previous years, some years yes and some years not, that there should be actually a Seder with a Shir on Purim. I don't know if we'll do it this year with a Shir, but I think we'll have a Seder. I think we've always tried to have an official Seder sometime on Purim. Obviously, it's voluntary, no one's. But there should be a purpose to learn. It's a Kodesh Digger Day. It's a crazy thing in yeshiva. It's the holiest days of the year. People don't learn, right? Erev Shavuos, no one learns. Erev Yom Kippur, no one learns. So Purim is one of the holiest days of the year, and people don't learn. So that's really not right. So the people have to have that mindset that Purim is a Kaddish day. And you want to take advantage of the Kedusha. You want to get something, you can take a chap the Kedusha. Okay, that's topic number one. Now we move on to topic number two. There are some people that seem to drink on Purim, right? Now, now the question is why? So, some people think that it's a mitzvah. Okay, I'm not so keen on that reason. First of all, because there's absolutely no mitzvah at night. A lot of people drink at night, first night. There's no mitzvah on the second night, right? Most of the drinking that people do is on the night, either the first night or the second night.
We should start the seudah.
Okay, fine. I'm just saying that this. Second of all, according to Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says you should be better. The Mishnah Berurah says a better way of doing it is drinking Yisr Mehergeno and going to sleep. Rather than what? Okay, maybe. But I hope, I don't know about anyone in this yeshiva. The Maisa, or who's in this yeshiva now. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah seems that that's the better way. There are Svarim that say, I don't want to say this because of that, are people that say you don't even have to go to sleep. That's what I think many people, according to something, Mishnah Berurah says yes to go to sleep. So I'm not trying to say you shouldn't, but people that are married and sometimes are very busy on Purim, they rely on the shittas. They say the Chayei Adam held that you yaitzu with Yaitzer Megiddo even without going to sleep. Many people hold that way. It's a real shita.
How long should you go to sleep?
I don't know, just a minute. But anyway, Mishnah Berurah brings you should drink a little bit Yaitzer Megiddo, and because of the drinking, you go to sleep. Obviously, if you stick, they tell to sleep, nothing to do with drinking, it doesn't help. But it's not nothing to do with the drinking. But it's nothing you have to take. So take a drop of drinking and then go to sleep. So the drinking added to the being tired. But anyway, but even the mitzvah is very unclear. If you read the Mishnah Berurah, it's very unclear the mitzvah. In my humble opinion, the main reason to drink is to be happy, because it's a mitzvah gedayta lios b'simcha, and it's a very good thing for yeshiva guys to be happy, and especially once a year, you have a chance to be happy, which you try and be happy.
So really, would do it perm without perm?
Yeah, and I don't know if I would do it, but now that there is such a day, that there is such a thing, it's in the so we have an excuse to do it. So it's a way to be happy. So okay, but the Maisa, if we're doing it, I'm thinking we should try and do it, one, in a way that we get see the mitzvah property, according to whatever she does, and in a way that we can be happy, in a way that's kosher al pidin. We shouldn't be over any averis. There's no heter to be over averis just because you want to be happy. And also, a very important thing, should also be considerate of other people. We're a Musa yeshiva, and a Musa yeshiva says that if you want to be, that just because I want to be happy doesn't mean I ruin it as a simcha for everyone else. So for example, I'll give you a simple example. Let's say a guy gets so drunk that he's vomiting all over the place. So now he's enjoying himself. I don't really know why, but he's enjoying himself, supposedly. But the people that he's vomiting on, and literally there are people, he vomits on people because he has no self-control. I know a very big gadol that got vomited on, without getting into it. But the people that I get, and he was a big istinus too. It wasn't me. He was a very big istinus, and a big gadol, and he got vomited on. And so it's very nice you're enjoying your Purim, but what about the other person? It's just not fair for the other person. There are guys who drink to the point that it's mamish, they're in danger. There's a danger. So besides the fact that there's a shite of Shemarat Nithnaf Shasekha and whatever, what happens is that other guys in yeshiva has to stay up all night to watch them that they don't vomit in their sleep and choke on their sleep. So it's very nice that you decided to enjoy Purim, so nice, but you're imposing on the other guy, you're ruining his Purim, because there are guys who are tzaddikim in the yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, we have tzaddikim who volunteered to stay up all night to watch the guys who drank too much, that they shouldn't get hurt. But it's really not fair for them. You know, why should this guy have to stay up all night to monitor a guy that, or go with him to the hospital and stay up all night, because it does happen too. You have to go with a guy to a hospital, and also you're staying up all night, you know. So it's really not, it's not fair. So we asked the guys to stop and think if they're considerate. Part of being considerate was, someone mentioned, not drinking earlier than too early. Because if, with the way the Purim Suda works here, is the beginning of the Purim Suda, guys are still relatively sober. And there's a certain simcha that you get when there, you can have a, you know, the person who's get elected Purim Mashgiach is able to deliver his Purim Torah that he worked on very hard. Once all the guys are drunk, he can't do that. And it's not considerate for him. You know, and there's other things. People, you know, people make other preparations. We had last year like a Gevaldik, a song, whatever. Right? So people work hard to do things. And if guys are going to be drunk in the beginning of the Besuda or before the Suda starts, you're killing, ruining the Simcha for everybody else. You know, there's a, you know, we go together. You know, we go together. Beginning of the Suda, we start out sober. And we move together. You know, also, people who go, there are guys who go to other people's Sudas, and then they don't come back till late. So it's a little bit ruining the Suda. Sometimes you have no prayer if your parents, okay, I don't know. But if you know, but just time, because you want to have fun going to someone else's Suda, you know, you're, there's a little bit of achrayis. The Simcha is when we have all the guys together. Right? If half the guys figure out that they're going to go to, you know, to Taurus Emes, right? I think there's some big party in Taurus Emes, you know, because they want to have the party there, and then they, you know, so but then the yeshiva is a dud, because all the Lebedika guys went to the, you know, to the more exciting Simcha. So, and that has happened some years, that the guys get together, and they decide to pack out to some other Suda, which they think is going to be more exciting, and then they first come back late at night, and meanwhile you have all the, you know, it's not really fair for the guys who are staying. So we want the guys to be considerate, you know. Also, when you're drunk, you can people things break things, you know. But okay, well,
maybe it's better they leave then.
No, this is hopefully they're still sober. They're leaving. Okay. Anyway, so let me go through some of the things. So we've had Baruch Hashem in the last few years. We've had a very, very successful Purim for the last few years. With one very simple request, that the guys basically drink wine, or if they want beer. Which is anyway makes a lot of sense, because the Iker Mitzvah is on Yayin. You know, I brought the Sefer, if you want, you can look it up. That the Iker Mitzvah is on Yayin. He says the Rambam and Rashi say the Mitzvah is on Yayin. The Nes happens with Yayin. Achashverosh got drunk on Yayin. So the main mitzvah, doesn't mean, it does seem to say you can be Yotzi with other things. But the main mitzvah is on Yayin.
No, so you go to sleep and have to drink wine in the morning, and then you could have hearts of after.
No, but then why are you doing that? It's time for no reason. Not the Bavli, only doing it for the mitzvah. So the
reason we're not even getting the mitzvah because we're doing it by Shkia anyways.
Okay. The Maisa.
Nope.
I don't know, then you shouldn't do anything. Okay, anyway, the Maisa.
According to those shitas that say you don't need to sleep, so we're talking about if even if you have the Suda before 10 minutes before Shkia, as long as you have one cup of wine, you don't need to drink it, you're ready to Yotze.
Yes. Yes, and there were many people that did that. But okay, but the Maisa, as they say in Kelm, that as soon as Shkia came, everyone stopped and they went back to learn. But the Maisa, what we've had in the past, was we ask guys to drink wine. The mind of wine is very simple. Besides, it's a bigger mitzvah. You see, the danger with other liquor is, except for some people, where's my friend? Yes. Many people are not that experienced in drinking. And therefore, what happens is they drink a little bit. Let's say they're drinking whiskey. They drink a whiskey, nothing happens. Now, they have no idea how much you're supposed to drink to get drunk, because they drink, nothing happens. So they take more, nothing happens. They take a little more, And then all of a sudden, it hits them. And all of a sudden, they're on the floor, or they're vomiting all over the place, or they're just out cold, because very often people, especially sincere fellows who aren't such experienced drinkers, don't know it. Whiskey, it's too fast. It hits you. When it hits you too fast. By wine, it's not such a danger that it's going to hit you too fast. It's a slow process, and you can monitor yourself much better. And what we found is guys who get totally drunk, they don't enjoy it either, because I don't believe there's fun lying under the table asleep. I know, it's hard to me to believe that. But a guy who is drunk, if you want to get high on wine, whatever you want, then it's a much more enjoyable for the person. I don't believe it's so enjoyable, and you're less likely, it's less dangerous, because you're in control of yourself. Now, it doesn't mean a guy can't get sick to go to the hospital on wine, too, if he drinks, it depends how much you drink. But hopefully, a guy's not going to drink that much, how many bottles he's going to drink, So, they're usually what we've had in the past. Even Errol has told us that some years are better than others. The guys don't, even though they get high, some of them, and they get enjoyment, and they get lebedic, and they have a great Purim, I really think, though, but they don't get rolling on the floor, they don't get totally drunk, and they don't get in the stage of where it's mamishes, hakanas, nefashes, because there's more of a control. So we ask very strongly that the guys should stick to either wine or beer. In general, there's another problem, that it's illegal for the guys to be drinking liquor because they're underage. And if they're doing it in public where adults are around, the adults can be arrested for that. So it is illegal. So if you insist on drinking your liquor against the yeshiva's rule, wine is also illegal, but that's more in the world understood as a religious drink. So it's more, you can get away with it more. So I'm asking, if you insist, if certain wise guys want to break the rule and insist on drinking other things, don't do it when any of their rabbis are around. Do it in the dormitory where no one sees it, because I don't want to be doing anything illegal. Okay? But we really do ask the guys really strongly, please stick to wine. You can get yourself, I'm telling you, you'll be happier, because there's no fun of being totally out of it. You can get high, you can get as high, you're safer. You don't get to that level. Also, it avoids, the one thing that I worry about most on Purim is guys getting sick. There was a Maisa in Eretz Yisrael, a Pacha, many times. I know Hashem is a lot of, we've had a lot of brachas that people have not gotten hurt on Purim. It's not a Nisim Gluyim. There was in Israel, there was a guy with his yeshiva, Sanhedrin Rechevet, it's on the bottom of the hill, and there's a neighborhood on top of the yeshiva called Ramot. And the road from Ramot to Sanhedrin Rechevet is on a hill. So the road is a windy road, but it's like a highway. So the guys' cars speed down that highway. But there's not such good vision, because it's going down a mountain. So it goes around and around and around. So one guy from the yeshiva, was in the yeshiva, and after getting himself good and drunk in the yeshiva, he decided he's going to go to Ramot to go to a party there. So he decided to walk on the highway. But then he got a little tired, so he lied down on the highway where the cars are speeding 60, 70 miles an hour down the hill, and they can't see you. So somebody, Mamish, risked his life and ran and pulled him off the highway before a car ran him over. Okay, someone saved his life. But there are, crazy things like that where, Miami Gardens Drive is a real street. And, Chas v'Shalom, the guy's totally oblivious what he's doing. Someone can get hurt. Guys shouldn't be driving when they're, no one should be driving, please, when they're any influence of drinking. But the main thing we worry about is guys who overly drink, and then they become so, first of all, it can affect your blood, and there are guys that, you know, just because, you know, high alcohol, sometimes they can go to the hospital for, and Billy Goodman, the usually the guys who have gone to the hospital are more the more serious and Eloah guys who just don't know what they're doing. But okay, anyway, so we asked the guy, there was a real serious bakasha. Please stick to wine, or if you want beer, okay. But that's what he asked. The second thing is, let me try and go through the day quickly. First of all, we have the Megillah. The Megillah, you know, there, again, we're talking about trying to be considerate. There are people fasting. Now, some people don't have any trouble fasting, but some people do. So there's a mitzvah of banging for hamid. Everyone knows the mitzvah gedayla to bang for hamid. So we want, of course, the guys to fulfill that mitzvah. But there are some people that they prepare this amazing sound to bang for hamid, and they want to make sure everyone hears it. So they, after everyone finishes banging for humming, and then finally they're quiet, then they decide to use their sound so that everyone can appreciate their sound. So what happens is they add like an extra 20 minutes, half hour to the Megillah laning, because every humming, after everyone's finally quiet, then they start up again. So we ask guys not to do that, even though I know we want to hear your amazing Kiddush, that you are Mechadesh. So everyone should make the noise for humming together, right? Okay. Also, we don't want smoke bombs and, you know, otherwise, you know, people can't breathe. Some people actually have trouble breathing if there's a lot of smoke and whatever. But, okay. Costumes. So, again, I can just tell for myself, I'm not that old. I do not remember as a kid that people wore costumes, unless you were like 5 or under. So, ever, I'm Purim. Today, the minig is that people wear costumes. Obviously, it comes from Halloween, I'm sure of it. Halloween or New Year's, but the Maisa, I think it's fine, because it's, again, they want to have a fun time. So I think it's very good, it's fine. Guys can wear costumes. You don't think it's Jewish, but okay, why not? You want to have a fun time with guys? I think it's a great idea. I asked Rav Aaron Schechter about costumes. He wasn't too excited about it, but okay. There is some kind of mikor, but I'm just saying the minig, when I recall, the minig was not to wear costumes. You know, there is such a thing. There is something it's quoted, but it's not like the minig. In other words, the minig. There's a minig to drink, but the Kleister minig, when I ask Gedan, says, well, not to drink. So you have to suspect that the reason why people drink today is not because, oh, that's a minig in Kleister, because people want to drink, because the Goyim drink. Goyim drink, we want to be like the Goyim. So there is some mikor, yes, of having costumes. What? No, I don't know. There is a minig. It is brought down. You will find in the Svarim a minig to wear costumes. But I don't remember that minig was ever kept. But a Maisa, I think it's a wonderful thing. It's a kosher outlet. It's fun. Guys go to this cheap store and they buy whatever it is. Fine. Just know that the Rebbeim analyze what costume you're wearing. Okay. But the Maisa... The Maisa as follows. What we do request is the costumes for our sneistic. In other words, don't dress up like a girl. You know, we had one year a guy, mama shaved his legs and put on a bra and a shato, and he looked like a total, you know, you couldn't tell. He was looked mama's like a girl. And, I don't think that's kosher. You know, please. We want the guys to yeah, you know, guys come dressed up all kinds of things. And some of our high school kids, I've thrown out some high school guys from the Mesiba because they were came dressed up in relatively inappropriate dress and costumes. So we the costume should be sneistic. Don't come in as Tarzan without a shirt. You know, don't come in with, okay, whatever.
Shorts.
I don't know. If it's in public, if it's going to be a public area, you know. Okay, if it's Shiva Matzah, but it's Friday at night, there'll be other people there. I don't know. What is, I don't know. It's a good kasha. You want to, the guy should wear, you know, I think costumes are fun. So it's fun. Again, the main thing is Purim is we should have fun. But it should be done kosher. So costumes should be sneistic. I always wear a costume. I dress up as a Rosh Hashiva. Okay.
The baby puts on a frock?
No, this is our Litvish Rosh Hashiva. No? What? It's very simple. Rabbi Harris is a real Rosh Hashiva, so he can't dress up as a Rosh Hashiva. So he has to dress up as something else. I'm not a real Rosh Hashiva, so I have to dress up.
Did Rabbi Ashi believe that?
Yeah.
Rabbi dressed up all year?
Yes. Okay, I do believe that.
Would someone be allowed to smoke on
Purim? You want to smoke? Yeah, you can smoke. I don't think you're gonna get addicted to smoking. I don't think you enjoy it. I don't know why you would want to smoke on Purim. Because what, it's not healthy? Ask a doctor. I doubt if one cigarette is... I doubt very much that one cigarette... It's from Purim. You're burning, I'm more like, I don't know what they got all kinds of stuff. I just don't think it's enjoyable because a person, they say that when you're your body gets used to it, they say when you first start smoking, a person gets sick. I don't know anything about vaping. I don't know. Don't get me in trouble, please.
If someone never did it, then they do it on Purim, then they're not more likely to do it.
I don't know. I don't know anything about vaping. That's Rabbi Brigida. He's a mumchan vaping. Okay, anyway, I don't know.
How do we want to improve?
I don't know. Let me go. You guys want to go to their ice cream, whatever they're going for, Rabbi Shir. So the costumes are fine. We're very excited about costumes. Yeah, but it just should be kosher. And at night, the high school will be here, I think at night, right? I think we usually have. So please do not share liquor or any alcoholic beverage with high school students. High school students are not allowed to drink. The parents don't let. You know, the parents will be fuming at the yeshiva. It's against the high school rules. Please don't corrupt the minors, right? and it's really an achrayas to the parents. Rabbi Che told me that there was one parent that was a very chashra parent that the yeshiva lost him because his son came home drunk from his Purim Suda at Rabbi Che's house. Anyway, that wasn't a good thing. But the ma'isa, please, we don't give the high school kids anything to drink. Even if it's wine. Let them, if they want to drink themselves, let them drink themselves. We don't give them to drink. They bring their own, they want to bring themselves. Let them, they have their own rules. The high school has rules, what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. I don't know what their rules are, but I'm pretty sure one of their rules is they can't drink. So you shouldn't be helping them to break their rules. I think that's very important. I don't know, whatever the high school rules are, if the high school rules allow them to smoke, then you look. And whatever they do, I think don't help the high school kids going against the rules. But I don't know what the rules are. Okay. Anyway, so that's the night. The next day, again, we want to have the davening. We want to have I left out that, you know, we don't want to have so much, too much tzonis in the davening is not really appropriate. Even the Shabbos before, whatever. There's a machlokes. Everyone knows that there's a machlokes in certain members of the yeshiva on Gramin. I get very nervous on Gramin if you're insulting people. If you can do Gramin without insulting people, fine. So that's if you have the ability to make Gramin without insulting people. But a Gramin, usually a good Gramin, is really good, you know, what makes it really good is the punchline really gives a guy a good insult. So those drama, I don't think, are mutter. You know, anything really, you mevazet plei chaver berabim, is a shvera heter. I don't know. There's an ad there. So, okay. So we're trying to get kosher fun, staying healthy, staying the guys together, achdus, consideration. But that's the main thing. And then okay, what did I leave out? I don't remember. Everyone's drinking?
Everybody's drinking this year.
I always drink. Tilshkia. Yosher Merigato.
Starting when?
Starting when this is the Suda. After a Mosi.
The entire time.
No, not the entire time. After a Mosi in the Suda. And I don't sleep. I don't have time to sleep.
I drink
a cup or two of wine. Yosher Merigato.
This year, three rooms.
One, three, one, couple, two. And that's it. But only 5% alcohol.
Does Rabbi sleep?
No. Is that considered wine?
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I don't know if the yeshiva supplies wine. I don't know. The yeshiva does ask that after Purim, the guys do not keep their wine after Purim. So that the
make sure to finish it.
What
finish
it. They should make sure to finish it or to spill it out. You know, we do that sometimes. But okay. Anyway, I don't know. I'm sure I left some things out. So please use your seichel. And Be'ez Hashem, really, Purim is a great time, guys. It says Nichnas Yayin Yatzah Soid. So the Anoa gets a lot of secrets on Purim, a lot of great stuff you can use against you. Okay, anyway, but all right. What?
In the right term reigns over.
What can you?
In the right term reigns over.
You have the right, that's right. Now, if you have some secret, don't get drunk. Ain't the time. There have been guys, and this is true, that had some real big secret, and they got drunk and they told the whole yeshiva their secret. And what's the difference? And that they're really married, okay?
Really?
And no. Okay. and after Purim, they had to leave the yeshiva because they were so embarrassed. So if you're hiding some big secret, I don't know, I wouldn't recommend you to get drunk.
Is there any other band that ever told any secrets that they regretted?
I don't know.
Do you remember that Rebbe got a new job in a different branch? There was a guy,
I told the guy, there was a guy that told me that he can't wait till Purim because he wants to rank out all the Rebbeim. and that, you know, but it doesn't, it's not right to go ahead and rank out the Rebbeim. But Purim, it's okay. So he already has really all written up where he's going to tell them all, we'll rank them all out.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. The guy was a little bit unusual.
Did Rebbe get a comment?
Yeah, I'm sure we all got guy here. Tell me before Purim, that's what he was going to do on Purim. Because I can't wait for Purim, because then I have all these things I want to tell the Rebbeim that I don't, you know, how they're all doing a terrible job.
The guy's in the room.
What
is he in the room?
Years ago.
What are the chovos of Pimash? What are the chovos you have to
say? The chovos of Pimash is to be mesameach the yeshiva in a kosher manner.
Does the Pimash need to get drunk?
So he doesn't have to get drunk. He has to say a Dvar Torah Molei Chochma. meaning that there could be things that are, you know.
Pimash make up stories about Rebbe?
No. there have to be, you know, chokma, you know, that you can, what is a, what would be an example?
David Roth gave a really good speech.
What was the example?
I can only think of an example, but you're not into the Indian. There's a Gemara that the reason why we keep 2 days Yontif is because of, then in time of the Bais Rishon, they had to keep 2 days Yontif because they didn't know when the calendar is. But now, when they didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. But now we don't we don't do the we don't have the kai on the edim. So the Gemara says Xera Bir Rishina to be a shnia. That the Bir Shnia will be the Mashiach who comes. So Xera Bir Shnia Akar Bir Rishina. Maybe even though when the Mashiach comes, we'll know something like that. There's some lashon where I use it. That the Mashiach, we're making Xera for when the Mashiach comes, it should be the same as when the first time they came out of Mitzrayim. So it's Bir Shnia Akar Bir Rishina. Now that exact same lashon is in Yevamos, and a person in mitzvahs Yibam, to have Yibam with your Yevama, but what if she's an Isser Lav? So it's only, it's Esei Deichalos, it's saying, but only Bir Rishayna is mutter, not Bir Shnia, and Xera Bir Rishayna to Bir Shnia. So I remember someone made a whole Dvar Torah, because it's the exact same phrase, but it means two totally different things. One means Bir as a Mashiach, and one means Bir with your Yevama. So that would be a good Purim.
No one got it.
So there are people like Rabbi Diamond in Israel. He's very good, no?
Yeah.
He makes, he does things like that. Okay, anyway, so the Purim has to make a clever Zohar Torah, a shmooze. I'll give you a better example. There was one of the Seabrow boys used to make Zohar Torahs every year on Purim. On the fairy tales, so he was every year we had a different fairy tale. So for example, there's the three bears, not three bears, the three pigs. So he said like this: one pig built the house of straw, one built of wood, and one built of stone. So he asked the kasha, Bishlama, the one that built the straw. Okay, he's an atlas. So he's atlas. But the one who built from wood, why did he build from straw? It's much easier. Terence says he knew that the pig is going to, that the wolf is going to come. And therefore, so he knew that the wolf, and he knew he can't build the straw. So why is he building from wood? He already knows. If he doesn't understand, then he's atzlis, and the atzlis is pokea, his dash, should have built the straw. And if I understand, he should probably build the stones. Teretz says that the negia of Atlas made him make a mistake that he thought that the wood be good enough. And then he made a koyach hatzir. Who are we talking about? that was a kosher Purim speech. He also had a very good line. I remember, I think he said there's a famous verse. The morning bird, the early bird catches the morning worm. So he says, that's a very good zeres if you're a bird, but what if you're a worm? Okay. Anyway, goodbye, so it's a kayak, everyone.
Rabbi always gets something.